Hello everyone, my name is Ethan Hall, and today we're digging into a soul-searching subject, paradigms.
Life often feels overwhelming. We are faced with struggles in nearly every aspect of our existence. Spiritually, intellectually, physically, emotionally, financially, and, of course, socially. Many of us find ourselves trapped in cycles we can't seem to break. Some of you may wrestle with addiction, feeling spiritually adrift, or distanced from what matters most. Others may feel stuck in intellectual mediocrity, unsure how to grow. Perhaps you're battling with your physical health, struggling to get fit or lose weight. Emotionally, some are burdened with stress, anxiety, or a deep sense of dissatisfaction. Socially, we can feel isolated or lost in a sea of shallow relationships. And financially, many face mounting debt or the constant pressure to keep up in a world that values material success. In all of these areas, too often we seek quick fixes, shortcuts, that promise much, but deliver little. Today, we begin to explore truth that can reshape the way we approach every part of our lives. This podcast, Effectivity, is all about effective activity. It's founded on a timeless principle center, with remarks of the 7 habits of highly effective people, and rooted in wisdom from the scriptures. We're not just here to help you get more done. No. What we're talking about here is living a life that's centered on what truly matters, a life built on principles that don't change with the times or circumstances. You may not realize it yet, but you are far more capable than you think. You are the creator of your life, shaping your experiences through the way you see the world. And when we start to see things through the right lens, everything changes. Let's take a step back and look how the way we see the world shapes our experience of it. This concept, called a paradigm, is the foundation of effective living. So, what is a paradigm? A paradigm is simply the lens through which we view the world. It's our mental map, so to speak, that shapes how we interpret experiences, opportunities, and challenges. Stephen Covey teaches us that we see the world not as it is, but as we are, or as we are conditioned to see it. Our paradigms can either empower or limit us. Consider for a moment the different ways people view the same situation. One person might see a setback as a defeat, while others sees it as an opportunity to grow. That's the power of paradigms. When we view the world through faulty, limited paradigms, we live lives of frustration and stagnation. But when we align our paradigms with timeless principles like honesty, integrity, and kindness, everything shifts. Think of your paradigm as a lens. If it's smudged or cracked, everything appears distorted. When you wipe it clean, suddenly, the world becomes clearer. That clarity comes when we align our thinking with principles that are true, no matter the circumstances. A paradigm shift happens when we suddenly realize we've been looking at things the wrong way. It's like the moment someone cleans the smudged lens, and suddenly everything looks different. Stephen Covey shares a powerful story of the paradigm shift in the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. He was on a New York subway one Sunday morning. It was a quiet, peaceful ride until a man entered. The man entered the subway car with his children. The children were loud and disruptive, and the man sat there, seeming oblivious. Covey became irritated and couldn't understand how his father could be so negligent. Finally, Covey asked the man if he could control his kids. The man, as if waking up, softly responded, "Oh, you're right. I should do something about it. We just left the hospital where their mother died an hour ago, and I guess they don't know how to handle it, and neither do I." In that instant, Covey's perspective shifted completely. What seemed like irresponsible parenting was actually a father grieving and trying to cope with an unimaginable loss. Covey's frustration turned to compassion. That's the power of a paradigm shift. It changes everything, even when the facts remain the same. Why is it so important that we shift our paradigms toward principles? Because principles are the bedrock of true effectiveness. They are not shortcuts or quick fixes. Living in a principle-centered life is about building something real and lasting. Principles are like natural laws. They are constant, regardless of our personal references or circumstances. Covey emphasizes that principles like integrity, honesty, and compassion govern the outcomes of our lives, whether we acknowledge them or not. In the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 7, 24 through 27, we read about the wise man who built his house upon a rock. When the storms came, his house stood firm. But the foolish man, who built his house upon the sand, saw his house crumble when the rains fell. That rock represents principles, or Jesus Christ himself, unchanging truths. When we build our lives upon these principles, we are standing on solid ground. And let me be clear, this is not about efficiency. Efficiency is something that applies to systems, processes, and things, but not people. Just like you cannot efficiently love someone or efficiently raise a child, you cannot efficiently win friends, lose weight, or come closer to God. What we are striving for is effectiveness, and that begins with a principle-centered paradigm. As we begin to align our lives with principles, our paradigm shift. It's an ongoing process, but the first step is recognizing that we have the power to change how we see the world. So how do we shift our paradigm? A paradigm shift can be as simple as realizing that you are no longer a victim of your circumstances. You have the ability to change how you respond to life. The Book of Mormon teaches us in 2 Nephi 2:26 that we are, quote, free to act for ourselves and not to be acted upon, end quote. In other words, we are proactive beings. We can choose how to respond to life's challenges. It begins with humility and a willingness to change, an acknowledgement of things aren't right, but with work, life can and will be better. Then we look for truth, principles that don't change. By aligning our lives with these principles, we can begin to see life with greater clarity. Stephen Covey tells us that, quote, to change ourselves effectively, we first have to change our perceptions, end quote. It's about realizing that the way we see the world is within our control, and that shift in perspective can and will change everything. As we wrap up today, remember that this journey towards living a principle-centered life is just the beginning. As you take in these principles, remember to take things slow. Don't be afraid to restart if you need to, because this process is not about rushing. It's about aligning ourselves with what matters most. Later, we'll explore Stephen Covey's third habit. Later, we'll explore Stephen Covey's future habits, which in future episodes, we'll dive deeper into the habits of effective living. Covey's first four habits being proactive, beginning with the end in mind, putting first things first, and thinking win-win. Talk about the power of mission statements, the importance of interdependence, and the profound impact of spontaneous kindness. Take a moment to reflect the power of this truth. You are the creator. You have the ability to shape your life by the way you choose to see the world. You don't have to be a victim of chosen circumstances. You don't have to be at the mercy of forces in your control. You have the power to align your life with principles that will make you stronger, wiser, and more effective. In the coming episodes, we'll explore more about how you can harness this power. But for now, remember, the way you see things shapes everything. And as we continue on this journey together, we'll learn how to see life through a lens that brings clarity, peace, and purpose. Truth applied correctly, that is beginning of true effectivity. Let me know your soul-searching questions in the comments, and with the help of external sources and God, we can decipher it together. If you found this to help, consider sharing it with a friend or loved one, and it just might be the message they need today. My name is Ethan Hall, and I'm here to help.